alors que Étienne Collinet.
It's beach day at La Teste des Bouches in the southwest of France, where dozens of environmentalists have set up stalls to promote protecting the local coastline. It's an idyllic spot for an environmental cause here at the base of Europe's largest sand dune, called Dune de Pila, which divides the famous Arcachon Bay and a seemingly endless horizon of pine trees. Artistic sculptures crafted from beach litter and educational activities encourage visitors to think about marine pollution. One volunteer holds up a glass jar, beckoning passers-by to guess how many cigarettes are inside. 300, he reveals, highlighting how small-size litter, when combined, adds up to a lot. Next, a mystery box. Inside, hundreds of small, round bits of plastic, most no wider than a thumbnail. They look like miniature-sized wheels, but in fact, they're filters.
Plastic filters started showing up on the beaches 5 years ago,
explains a volunteer Charalik Bey, who goes by the name of Charlot. He first heard about the filter pollution problem in 2012 when he started volunteering at France's arm of Surfrider Foundation Europe. Surfrider was established by surfers dedicated to preserving coastal environments.
The problem is that there's more plastic in the environment. This is never good. What's more, in some of these filters are small enough to be ingested by a fish of a certain size. And we ourselves eat fish. And when the plastic's found in the food chain, there's a direct impact on humans.
Charlot joined Surfrider not because he's a surfer per se, but due to his passion for the environment. Following his studies in environmental management, he deferred his career to take part in their projects. For the past 6 months, the 25-year-old has been methodically combing the French Basque beaches in order to collect these bits of plastic.
I do it once a week, at the same beach. Each time, I find between 50 to 100 per week. These short walks enable me to create an inventory, just to see where they are found, and how many there are.
He's collected thousands of filters so far. But where do they come from and how do they end up on our beaches? Well, the filters known as biocarriers are used in water purification plants that clean wastewater from aquaculture and the agri-food industry. Inside the water purification basins, biocarriers help mobilise waste-eating bacteria that clean the water. Charlot's job is to investigate where the filters are coming from. He says heavy rain causes basin water to overflow, leading filters to escape into the drainage system and ending up in the environment. Since 2009, Surfrider has discovered an estimated 50,000 biocarriers on beaches in France. The organisation began investigating after surfers and locals in Aquitaine discovered the filters and contacted them. But Charlot says it soon became evident the pollution was not an isolated problem.
Over the years, it's developed throughout Europe. We started finding a lot of filters in the North Sea, the Mediterranean. It's an international problem.
Charlot is dedicated to finding the cause of the plastic invasion, working full-time on the filter project, except when he's helping out with other Surfrider campaigns. Catherine Gonneau, secretary of the board of Surfrider Foundation Gironde, says Charlot's contribution has been invaluable.
He was quickly able to identify the sources, despite the fact that this is a problem that's not very well known. It was a lot of work. In addition, he has a solid knowledge of ecology, so his expertise is a bonus for Surfrider.
Charlot wants to see an end to filter pollution and for those accountable to take responsibility, which is why he's been keeping an inventory.
The small advantage of a biocarrier pollution is that there are many different types of filters. Basically, we find 10 different types on the beaches, and often one type corresponds with few companies.
With his team, he's compiling a report of recommendations for polluting companies. an initiative supported by the regional water agency Adour-Garonne.
What we really hope is to find all the causes of the filter leaks in the environment, and we hope to contact everyone and that they are open to our recommendations to prevent further leaks.
His work is not about punishing the polluters, Charlot says, but rather educating them, so they can adopt good practice and protect the French coast for the benefit of sea creatures, swimmers and surfers alike. Charlotte Lomas, DW, La Teste de Buch, France.